Thank you for tuning into the How We Interview podcast. On this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Celeste Siren. Celeste runs Employer Branding Africa and also the Employer Branding Learning Academy Africa. She was introduced to me by a good friend. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time, never had the opportunity to talk to somebody who does employer branding in Africa. I really enjoyed our discussion. I think if you're a team of one or you feel kind of isolated in what it is, what you do, I think it's going to be a really good listen as Celeste has got some nuggets of wisdom that she shares. With that, enjoy the episode. Thank you for tuning into the How We Interview podcast today. I've got an international guest. We don't get those a lot. And by way of our friend Alex Herr, I was introduced to Celeste Siren. She runs the Employer Branding Africa group, and super excited to talk to you and really talk about your background because it's fascinating. I always say that, but I do think everybody kind of comes to this space in a variety of different ways. I think what I love about your background is, once again, it's very, very different, but it's got this global flavor. I absolutely want to talk to you about. So for those of you that have tuned in, I'd love it if you could take us through your background.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Aaron. And I'm honored and privileged to be speaking to you today and speaking to the broad global market that could be anyone from employer branding to talent acquisition to, anyone practically in the talent marketplace. So just a little bit of background on myself. I come from from traditional, conventional recruitment and talent acquisition. And I started out there as a temp and went out in the marketplace and basically did a lot of temporary assignments in the secretarial space because I had studied a secretarial diploma. From there, I was given the opportunity to become a branch coordinator within a well-known, in those days, recruitment agency, one of the big players called Quest Personnel. And I did the typing of CVs and sorted candidates coming in. I was then promoted to running a temp desk, and the temp desk was very much around bulk recruitment and worked on a number of different call center BPO roles in that because I was right at the forefront of the call center industry evolving and coming to the forefront where, in fact, call centers and were not even known properly in those days. They were still building job descriptions around people that were taking calls, outbound operators, et cetera. So we literally had to start writing job descriptions from scratch, which is quite ironic because I feel that we're right there, back there today in terms of looking at not skills, but having a look at the capabilities and the behaviors that surround individuals that can grow into specific skills. Also with AI and automation coming to the forefront, it's also important that we're not all in the know when it comes to that. We're still building our skill set to become sort of prompt engineers, etc. So I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but it's quite interesting to see how that's come around. I then worked myself up into an area management role and positioned Quest Connect, which was a brand within Quest Personnel, which focused on positioning us as service providers and recruiters of call center and business process outsourcing solutions. I went on then to creating my own company called Creative Marketing Solutions, which basically consulted into call centers and business process outsourcing. I'm a lifetime entrepreneur. I have never worked for an organization, a large organization, a corporate. I've always worked for myself. And it's it's been interesting because it's basically built one's discipline and resilience and all of those power skills that we talk about. And it's been an interesting journey. Thereafter, I worked for an organization that serviced, again, the BPO industry sector in the States, but I worked for a South African-based organization called 4R Technologies that had their own call center set up here, but we were servicing the USA market. And basically putting people, putting operators in place here in South Africa to do the bad debt collection for this organization in the States. And there again, I was required to pull on my employer branding and my recruitment marketing and my full recruitment house of skills in order to set up this call center, which was an outsourced call center servicing the States. After running a recruitment marketing agency, which I was requested to join by an old school friend of mine, funny enough, who I matriculated with, and I was called upon to do the business development. So hard sell with lots of people not knowing what recruitment marketing is, and still so in the African context, and changing the people's mindsets around how important it is to market your brand as a place of work in order to find the right talent. And off that, doing the response handling, as and when the response came through. My curiosity got the better of me, and I started thinking, hold on, there's more to recruitment marketing. What is this thing called employer branding? Because I believe, companies do such a great job of marketing their product and service, but they do a shocking job with actually positioning their organization as a place of work. And I just feel that there's been too much reliance and still so on organizations drawing on their corporate ID and their corporate brand positioning in order to sell their place of work. And that's when I started doing a lot of research. I started studying. I completed employer branding diploma or certification and started building out on the recruitment marketing model. And that is when I established Employer Branding Africa. And I thought there is definitely an opportunity in this space to drive this agenda with organizations within Africa.
Yeah, thank you for walking me through your background. It's really interesting, right? Coming from staffing, which is its own thing, right? It really does give you a very good base from which to draw, right? To really kind of learn this business from the ground up. It's interesting to me too. So when I think about my journey, my first job in talent acquisition was employer brand. It was really recruitment marketing. And it took probably 5 or 6 years until the industry kind of was able to decouple those two things. They kind of throw them in a bucket together. And they're like, oh yeah, it's all the same thing, right? If you're managing job boards, you're obviously managing employer brand, which now we know, years and years and years later, two very different things. And I think that's super important. Given your background in how diverse it is, especially in the talent acquisition space, how you talked about Employer Branding Africa, and then of course later on the Learning Academy. I would love to hear how that process has gone, how it was received, like how much competition did you have in the African market? I would love it for you to talk about that some.
Thank you, Erin. Yeah. You have service providers that are in the global space, and they obviously have multinationals that are positioned in the South African or the African territory. And the Q and the employer branding model basically gets adopted from head office in maybe a European head office or from the States or wherever the headquarters are situated. So by default, employer branding starts getting adopted and dispersed to all those various regions. And there's Africa happens to be one of those regions, then wow, all of a sudden, those stakeholders are exposed to that. And it's wonderful. But that is usually how employer branding sort of trickles through into people's understanding through multinationals. It doesn't evolve by virtue of a organization being here in Africa and alongside them setting themselves up possibly as a startup. They say, hey, wait a minute. Simultaneously, we need to build our employer brand. It doesn't happen that way. So you will have service providers that will provide, will service your multinationals across Africa. And therefore, not much competition in that space. And quite an educational process, quite a lot of heavy lifting when it comes to that. Which hasn't stopped me from following this passion and this drive. I've had a few conversations with a number of different global players, and they say, Celeste, you're not alone. Don't be unjustifiable to yourself that you are actually singing out of, you know, this hymn book on your own. There are other people in the more progressive markets that are also fighting this battle and this understanding around employer branding and recruitment marketing. So don't feel alone. I think the fact that we are sitting on the tip of Africa does maybe lead to a little bit of disadvantage because we're not as exposed and it's not, we cannot go to as many of these wonderful conferences and events and networking sessions and, you know, with our progressive organizations that are either servicing or working on their employer brands. But as I said, it hasn't stopped me from evolving employer branding Africa because I do believe that it's an educational process that needs to happen. And that's the reason for me establishing the Academy, which is an extension of employer branding Africa. It's basically taking the theory, taking the case studies and the practicalities around the case studies of those partnerships that I've worked on. And now, almost like building a learning management system in order to try and create that transformation in the mindsets of our African talent advisors to start thinking like employer brand marketers, Aaron. That's the main objective behind the employer branding Africa problem.
Yeah, it's. I was going to ask, like, do you feel isolated in a way because you're kind of like, you know, you're just there's a lot of miles between you and kind of the nucleus of the industry. I guess that's the question. And the other question is like, how do you combat that? How do you get yourself kind of aligned or involved with the larger employer brand community?
Well, actually, it was one of my New Year's resolutions, Aaron, to say, this year I am going to be more intentional in reaching out to those global employer branding specialists. And that's the reason for me establishing the Employer Branding Africa Spotlight events, which is a series of webinars that I'm holding to unify global employer branding specialists with our African employer branding specialists in our local market, because I believe we are doing great things here in Africa, but I also believe that we've got a lot of commonality, but we also have new innovation that's coming from the forefront of your progressive companies that have been actively working in this space for many, many, many years and are obviously more advanced. The good thing is that maybe the not as mature markets, we are able to learn from the good, the bad, and the ugly of your more progressive employer branding organizations and leaders and countries. And that is why I've started reaching out more to the global specialists. And I pull on their knowledge all the time. I'm also part of an alumni group as well, where I did study employer branding and getting the theoretical side. I did things a little bit back to front because I started with this agenda and then I thought maybe I should actually get the nuts and bolts, the theory, the nuts and bolts around it, so that I feel more confident when going in and working on these practical case studies with my clients.
This episode of How We Interview is brought to you by Riembi. You understand the importance of maximizing your team's efficiency. Instead of having your recruiters or coordinators spend time with expense reports to reimburse candidates for interview expenses, automate the process with Riembi. Riembi streamlines the reimbursement process, ensuring your candidates receive their reimbursement quickly and accurately. Your team can focus on other essential aspects of the hiring process by eliminating reimbursement tasks from their workload. Automating reimbursements is a significant improvement to the candidate experience. No more dealing with spreadsheets, attaching receipts to emails, or waiting weeks to receive the payout. With Riembi, the reimbursement payout to your candidates is sent the same day expenses are approved. To learn more about how Riembi can help your team, visit Riembi.com. That's Riembi, R-E-I-M-B-I.com.
Yeah, it's interesting, I guess I never thought of it that way. Turning like a supposed weakness into a strength, you can watch these other maybe more advanced markets make mistakes and learn from what it is they've done and then kind of be able to cull best practices for your own use. Years ago, I talked to an organization and it didn't work out that was banking Africa. Like that is what they were going to do. And I got obsessed with this notion of just how much potential there is in Africa. And so I feel like you're kind of sitting on the cusp of something that is just ready to really explode. And in one hand, I'm like, here's all the most amazing employer brand practitioners in Africa. And it's a pretty short list, and you're right up there with them. So I feel part of me is kind of jealous because you've got like this area and all this amazing opportunity, and you've had the ability to kind of learn and distill information that's been, kind of bantied about. I'll be the first to admit, I mean, I think a lot of folks in the States are so eager to out kind of type A one another that they'll try things because maybe they heard somebody else did or they saw an influencer do it, and then they try it for the organization, it doesn't work, and they're kind of burned about it. You get to kind of watch this, an interested third party and be able to really kind of take the best of what is happening in the employer brand space. Speaking of the employer brand space, knowing that you're in Africa, but you still need to brand yourself, like how do you brand yourself as a practitioner globally?
It's actually interesting you asked that subject because I've had a little bit of me as a personality versus employer branding Africa, I've always been, sort of wondering, especially with people relating to people versus organizations, should I be putting myself at the forefront? And I had this very discussion with a social media specialist, who in fact I'm meeting with tomorrow, and she said, Celeste, you're putting employer branding Africa on the forefront, but you are employer branding Africa. You're the thought leader. You are the champion behind it. And I'm saying, yes, I am, but employer branding Africa carries far more strength because it's far more all-encompassing. And it gives you a better understanding right at the forefront that it is around employer brands within Africa. So in terms of the reach and the marketing within the African territory, I do a lot of networking. I do a lot of mailing. I do a lot of social media. I try to activate awareness as far as possible, but obviously there is a limitation to how far your reach is. I think it also depends on how open your audience is and how you're translating the message through. Because sometimes I feel we miss the mark if we're not defining what employer branding really is. Some people call it recruitment brand. Some people call it talent brand. Some people, you know, they define it differently. And in fact, in saying that, some people are, they've got centers of excellence and they've got wonderful case studies. And in fact, it could be, you and I know that it's recruitment marketing. They wouldn't know. They would never define it as recruitment marketing. So how do you package that? How do you, label that?
It's an interesting, like I say this all the time, it's an interesting thing. Well, of course, it's an interesting thing because I think at the end of the day, I used to get really precious about what people referred to my profession as, especially internally. Like, and you find yourself in some really weird rooms, organizationally speaking, things that I would consider might be outside our scope. Like, oh, we're designing comp plans now, or we're doing succession planning. And it's not to say that you know, if somebody works in the business that we do, that we want to stay just in our lane. But I think what I've learned is that's a really powerful thing, that because typically our roles are very visible, you get a lot of exposure internally, and they want your voice in the room when they're doing things that on first glance isn't really what I would consider employer brand or talent marketing. And I, you know, every organization, I think it's funny, right? Like, no, we're going to call this, and they're trying to make up a new word for really what is the same thing. And I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I think for me, what matters, is that the company holds it dear. They actually provide resources to make that person successful and actually do the thing they say they're going to do. And then, you know, the net result of that is that it, you know, whatever it is you're saying about your employer, it's actually true, right? I've seen some pretty catchy taglines that are an absolute lie. And I think that's one of the first rules of employer branding. Like, you know, is it actually factual? Like, you know, and that's where I think like consumer marketing and employer brand kind of converge, right? It's a product and you know, if done well, it will attract or repel, depending on what it is you're trying to do. But it is actually true, and it's something you can deliver on, and it's something that is actually a value. And I agree with everything you've said that it's very challenging. It has to be very, very challenging. I can barely like brand for my own continent, right? But once you start having to take other things in mind, and Africa is so unique in that regard. It's not like if you're running a global organization or a global employer brand, you're just going to roll out this brand and it's going to work everywhere. Like, this is going to play in Africa just as well as it plays in EMEA or APAC or North America. And so I think that's super fascinating about kind of the scope and how your role has, or your career has evolved. Looking, because we're in the early part of 2024, what kind of things are you excited about? What kind of things are you looking forward to working on this year and beyond?
I think, again, you know, us South Africans are pretty resilient and we make things happen. I mean, a large part of our population are entrepreneurs because the job opportunities in I'm talking about South Africa specifically, but I can also speak on behalf of a number of different African countries as well. The job opportunities are limited. So, and we do have one of the highest unemployment rates as well, sadly. But it has built a resilient population in that we have to be, we have to keep repurposing and reinventing ourselves and fathoming out where the opportunity is. So you have to dig deep. You have to scratch the surface as well. And you have to be creative. You really have to start creating opportunity and looking for the gaps where people might be missing the gaps, and you can address those gaps. At the same time, you also, it can't be a self-fulfilling prophecy where you think those are the gaps when in fact they are not. Or you're trying to force feed your targeted audience with something that they don't really need at the time. But in saying that, timing is everything. So that consistency in how you are delivering your offering when it comes to employer branding and recruitment marketing is important, because it can land at any time. And that time could be the right time. And I've seen it happen. You know, you would think COVID wasn't the right time to actually do or undertake employer branding initiatives. And as I said to you, I think I did say it to you, Erin, that was the busiest time. Rightfully or wrongfully, and obviously people were very cognizant of how their employees were feeling and checking in with them and ensuring that, you know, it was, as the old saying goes, not putting people before profits, ensuring that their well-being was kept. So looking forward, if we look into the crystal ball, it's quite a difficult one because budgets are tight in our region as in the rest of the world. And I think, well, I know that the requests that are coming through at the moment is where people know about employer branding, or they know about their pain points, but they just have not reached a point where it has been so painful that they now need a solution. And that solution is to actually activate either an employer branding strategy or build an employer branding strategy or activate a recruitment marketing campaign in order to fill those high sought after roles, because the pool of qualified people is too small. So what are they going to do about it?
Yeah, it's, you know, as the job market gets more competitive, the more important a well thought out value proposition is, employer brand strategy, recruitment marketing program, it's only going to become more and more important because it's super competitive out there, and it's not going to become less so. The job market's changing. I mean, you think about labor markets globally. There's a lot of folks kind of coming off the books, so to speak, and it's really important that organizations know how to talk to candidates in a way that's meaningful for them. So I agree with everything you've said. I'm excited to see what you're able to achieve now and going forward. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining the How We Interview podcast. If people listen to this and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel the same way. I'm kind of off on my own. And it could even be, I mean, it could be anywhere, right? But I think a lot of organizations, employer brand teams are a team of one, and they're kind of untethered from either HR or marketing, and they feel like they're by themselves. What's the best way to reach out to you to connect, to share some thoughts?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, and I've got an Employer Branding Africa website, as well as the Employer Branding Africa Learning Academy. They're welcome to contact me there. And I would be just too happy to give them some kind of direction and input. and also to try and position their business case, which is often a very hard sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Celeste, it's been a pleasure. It's been absolutely delightful. Thank you so much for joining the How We Interview podcast, and I hope everybody enjoyed. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the How We Interview podcast brought to you by Riambi. Head to our website at howweinterview.com to find the show notes and links mentioned in this episode. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Leaving us a rating and review also helps us reach more listeners interested in learning from other talent acquisition professionals.